Blog Talk Radio.
Rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and peeled out the suntan lotion. Now, I was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. Bottle of wine.
That is how we do. We're going back to Cali with Vince here. Vince in the Bay. Broadcasting live from the Bay 24 hours a day. Join me at megaforceonline.ning.com. That's megaforceonline.ning.com. If you're not on there, you lost. So I'm on my Vince in the Bay account, Ronnie, and it's, I got some jams on here, bro. I got some fucking motherfucking jams. And you know what? Here's a good jam right here because it's 9 p.m. Pacific. So that means it's midnight in the Eastern. So hopefully somebody from the Eastern time zone is tuning in right now to Midnight Jam by Joe Strummer right here on Party with Vince. I'm Vince. I'm your mega dude, your mega host. For the next 2 hours, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
All transmitters to full. All receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling. All right, everybody. Once again, we're tuning in to the best tunes we can find anywhere in the world, at any time, any place. Now we'd like to let rip on a whole different tip.
Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome to the party. Somewhere it's midnight right now. Well, actually, it's 12:11 a.m. on the East Coast. So that was going out to all the East Coasters. It's Midnight Jam by the legendary Joe Strummer, R.I.P. And I want to give a big ups to Ronnie for making the smooth transition over to the party program here with me. Laying low in the cut as per usual. Also want to thank Sexy Mojo, also in the cut and chopping it up in the chat room. I will be sorting things out with her. Apparently Sexy Mojo has a problem with Vince in the Bay and Megadude both being in the chat room. I don't know what the problem is. Megadude's just monitoring the chat and the stream to make sure things are copacetic. If you want to chat to both Megadude and Vince in the Bay, I would suggest Megadude is probably not going to say a whole lot. If you want, you can private chat with him. But Megadude's just going to be kind of hanging low in the cut with Ronnie. So it's all good. This is Vince in the Bay, broadcasting live. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. The glory rolls on. We encourage you to call the number, 347-826-7667. And you are tuned to party with Vince, wherever you are, it's time to party. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get live, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot too big. Somebody needs a bottle. This adrenaline flow, that's the middle fence. Stomping through your suburbs like coke, meth, and Ritalin. Street lights and little sins. We fight for little yen. To fight the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot, I can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck the cops. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buck the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials were written. So they paid no attention at the scribble transmission. Red, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Time to knock out your soul. You can't see the scars. It's forced between the stars. The dialogue, the stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner. If you say cocaine, they claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switch games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drink and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists. Let's get tumultuous and bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot too big. Come on, you come on with it. We'll be right back.
Oh my goshness, I'm so sorry. Can you guys hear me? Test 1, 2, check, is this on? 2, 2, 1, 2, is this on? Oh my God, I apologize. That time I was not on mute. I didn't get back in time at the end of the song. I was trying to run upstairs to make myself a drink, and I got sidetracked by two lovely ladies in the lounge. And I was in the middle of trying to sign them up to be employees as mega hoes. If you're interested in being a mega ho, please contact me at megaforceonline.ning.com. That's right. Oh, all right. So Ronnie, Sexy Mojo, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. All right, so I have my drink. Got my second drink of the night going on. The first one set me really good. Like, I think by the end of this program, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to pull like a sexy mojo, not even a sexy mojo. A sexy mojo last night was fucking ripped, but she powered through. They fucking went to a movie. What the fuck is that all about? Oh, man. I just don't get women. I just don't get it. They're just a different breed. Different breed. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Don't let me have to resort to reading news or playing Soldier Boy. I want to thank Beneath Everything and Sexy Mojo for tuning in. Keep this party going here. Hopefully we're going to hear back from Ace. He gave us a little teaser there. Apparently he's working on a new track. Hopefully it's a diss track on Sexy Mojo. Just kidding. But Ace Keller, yes. He called in at the end of my mega show and promoted the fact that he's working on his mixtape right now. So hopefully we'll get an exclusive track from him pretty soon. In the meantime, taking your calls. 347-826-7667. What a great day. What a great day. I'm so loaded. I just like ran into these two chicks in the lounge and we just started talking and the juices were flowing and before I knew it, they wanted my body. I'm just so irresistible. These ladies just, I don't know what it is. I really don't. They love my body. I think it's the fact that I'm shaped like Buddha. They assume that I'm as smart as Buddha. Well, that's just my body, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Thinking it's wishful. Sick with it with a ridiculous flow. Take over, make over, move over, shows over, flows over. Who's over, who's over, sit down. Except I flip the script though. From the window to the wall, just get low. Rock and roll, hip hop, music, and disco. D.O. to Atlanta, the Frisco. New Frisco, yeah, with a new twist so that y'all can get a gist of the rhyme. I do not miss. I will not fail. Please take a glimpse in the time at your own risk. I will not fail. Your boys, the man, the block, the plan that'll rock. The fiends and the fans on the block. Team, team on the knock. My hand if you want, beans on your man.
Judge is what you want.
What I want.
You got your order.
What I get.
You want my body, baby.
My man.
You want my heart's desire.
With ease and see fancy past me. No flash in the pan, raps are not flashy. Free at last week. We'll never recycle the same songs from last week. Free at last week. Thank God Almighty, we free at last week. Went back to the ashy, raw raps are raspy.
No all access pass, do not ask me. So you can get backstage, relax, be ass free. He knows the ghost, nigga, vote with your boy. He lies and I wrote on the board. He goes to the dope at the gate, we late. Words of the vote, he can move and escape.
Just do what you want.
What I want.
You got your
out to Sexy Mojo for tuning in. We had a little spat during the last program, but that's behind us now. We've moved beyond that. Things are cool. We can start getting the sexy back on. It's all good. Want to thank, as always, Ronnie, Mega Dude, Sexy Mojo, and we have a newcomer, CRC the Reliever. What's up, bro? CRC the Reliever. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Is there even a show on? Yeah, there's a show on, dude. This is the show. This is fucking the party, bro. Get with it. Or not. It's pretty simple. If you want to get with it or tell me where it should be got, feel free to give me a call at 347-826-7667. If not, I'm going to continue to butter you up with some amazing tunes and your requests. If you have something you want to hear here on Mega Show, sorry, this is not Mega Show. My normal program is not Mega Show. This is my impromptu fill-in show. Normally I tune in a sidebar at this time, but sidebar is not happening tonight on Friday night. Miss PG is, of course, recording her mixtape right now. So I'm filling the void here. I want to encourage you to call in. If you have something you want to pimp here on my program, I'm sure I would be amiss if I did not encourage CRC, the Reliever, to go ahead and pimp his show. I'm sure he's got a program coming up very soon that he wants everybody to urgently tune into, and I'd be happy to check that out for you, or with you, or whenever your program's on, CRC, the Reliever. I'm sure we will all be more than ecstatic to join you immediately when your show starts. Thanks for coming through and showing love. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon. If you have any requests, remember the number is 347-826-7667. This is Vince. We're just getting the party started here. I'm going to get to the switchboard in a second, but I want to take care of some business here. We got to pay some bills. And we'll come back to count out some bills for you. That's right. If you join now, this next segment is brought to you in part by Ted Bono's Voodoo Economics Hit Plan. That's right. I'm sorry. I misread that title card there.
Can we rewind that? Let's go back to the top there.
Sorry, my teleprompter operator is he's asleep at the switch here. I'll get it up here in a second.
Okay, yeah, just from the top. That's cool.
All right, here we go. That's right, Ted Bono's Voodoo Economic Hit Plan.
Why is hit in that text?
Sorry, somebody miswrote here on my script. It's a writer's, that's an editor's problem. That's actually editor's department. Voodoo Economic Hit Plan? What the fuck is that? I'm not even going to read the teleprompter. Okay. It's Ted Bono's Voodoo Economics Plan. Okay. If you go to twitter.com/Ted Bono, that's TEDBAWNO, Ted Bono. Get with Ted, and he'll get you money. His Voodoo Economics Plan has revolutionized the way we do business here at Megaforce Online. Check us out at megaforceonline.ning.com or check out the Mega Blog at megaforceonline.blogspot.com. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. Want to give a big ups again to the chat room beneath everything. CRC the Revealer, Mega Dude, Sexy Mojo. I apologize if there's some sort of technical difficulties with BTR. I don't know. All I can say is get a Mac. And Mac is what I work. Is the platform I prefer, and also what I do. That's my day job. Actually, Mac. I'm a hustler. Mac on chicks. That's how I eat. That's how I sleep. That's how I play. That's how I do. Because I'm a champion. I walk like a champion. I act like a champion. I talk like a champion. I eat the breakfast of champions. I am a champion. Join me. MegaForceOnline.ning.com. Be right back.
Let's go. Palestine. Me 20-foot diving. All you got to do is make sure so let the wrist found. Satisfying your emotion. Hot up on the foot. Instantly she wet. She no hold on to. And she no got on no rest. Since me long pressure. Time she never get a cut. One son to egg. And I got to a lamp pull up. Get it up me and forget to is a mouth. But you all are walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body girl. Tell me where you get it from. Not find no ancient. Ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in me got it. Where you a weird man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion.
I meet you 10:45 on the Broadway canal. Just got there, so radical Transylvania. Campania cooking na podzie original mixtura. Ulecita, brille, ja was ja.
Dogs were barking.
Guests were barking. And my wedding was about to start. Dogs were barking. Guests were barking. Then her father came back to me and said, "He was there." Shout out to the head of the city, monkeys clapping, and my wedding was about to start. Dogs were barking, kids were snarkling. Then her father came up to me and said, "You said, check the beat, the beat,
we'll be right back. you want a vodka? And my wedding was about to start. Dogs want a vodka. Party! I met a crazy dancer on New York City bus. She held me by the hair. I held her by the ass.
Oh, yeah, dogs are barking.
We're thanking everyone on the side. It's good to shock, up to you. Out in the national, everyone fucking owe you.
Yeah, fucking all those
Unfortunately,
guys.
Unfortunately, this doesn't happen every day.
It never happens every day. Party with Vince. This is a one-time only thing. And I'm back with you. Give me your call at 347-826-7667. Somebody decided to do it. We have a 347 on the line. Identify yourself. 347, can you, are you there?
Yeah, that would be me. Senior theater reliever, and I figured this is the best way to hear your show since I can't hear it on the radio.
Oh, on BTR is giving you some shit?
Yeah, basically.
That's fucked up, dude. Are you CRC? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. CRC, holding it down here in the chat. I see in the chat, you're supposed to be able to chat, though, right?
Yeah, I could chat with the chat, but when I go to your page, it shows that video you have. Which,
yeah. What video?
It doesn't show your radio, like. Just missing.
That's because you know why? Because it's the man. The man's trying to hold me down, bro. You gotta follow me on Twitter. No, I'm serious. This show, this account, Vince in the Bay, has been earmarked. I'm serious. I got all my shows are labeled adults only, so they will never show it up in the like on air thing. Like even if I mark my shit adult mature, it'll still show up as adult. So, like, you can't – so that's the thing is I'm really pissed off about BTR not – you know, BTR should have, like, a tab. When you get onto BTR, there's, like, an adults-only tab, you know? Like, for all I know, you're 8 years old, okay? Let's just – for argument's sake, let's say CRC, you're 8 years old, okay? You're just a really advanced, you know, hip kid who's 8 years old, who sounds old – who sounds like he's, like, 20, you know? Okay? Yeah, are you with me?
Alright.
Okay. Let's say you're 8 years old. Let's say you are not old enough to call into my show right now because I talk about sex and doing drugs and I play music where there's cussing. Okay, let's say you're not supposed to be on here, right? But guess what? You're on here. Hello. You know, they fucking label me adults only, say that I, you know, well, kids is not suitable for kids, children. And the only way you can, the way to get around that, though, the only way people can find me is if they go into their BTR account and disable their security lock in their account settings, and then they can see my content.
Wow, are you serious?
And nobody knows how to do that. So the 8-year-old kids like you who are really smart and hip and like grew up with fucking technology and are basically like hackers compared to the people that are passing legislation and calling shots at a corporation or a small company like, say, BTR. These kids are so far ahead of them that it's ridiculous. Like, what's to keep you, an 8-year-old kid, from going into your settings and just disabling your security lock and finding my programming, you know? I mean, that's not a good enough filter. It's ridiculous, and it alienates a big audience of people that would love to come to BTR and listen to adult humor or adult entertainment or what would be considered adults only. Why not have a tab up when you go on to BTR that says adults, and you click on that, and there's a list of adult shows, and I can be in there.
Wow, crazy.
It's fucked up, man. It's the fucking man working against us. And I want to thank Ace Killer for coming through. Ace Killer's my man. Ronnie says he's really 13. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it alienates my truth. Like, the people that should be getting me, like, the people that are just kind of like, oh, I like BTR, that's cool. That's some cool stuff. I don't really like spirituality or progressive talk or conservative talk or paranormal talk. I just want to party. Where could I party at BTR? Oh, I'm sorry. You have to go into your settings and go into your account and go into your fucking, like, hit, like, 3 different little tabs and then unlock a little fucking key thing for security. And then you can find us, all right? And then you can party. Fucking retards. They, you know what? It's going to bite them in the foot, though, because what's to stop, say, oh, I don't know, you porn, which already has a built-in audience, from saying, hey, you know what? This BTR thing is kind of cool. Why don't we do an adult-only version of fucking BTR on you porn? People can watch porn and tune into the radio, too. We can have porn actresses do radio shows all day long. Like, BTR is really alienating an audience, and they're shooting themselves in the foot if they don't fucking, at the very least, put up a fucking... BTR adult version. So fuckers like me and you who like to talk shit and like talk about our out of our ass and just be fucking assholes just because we're fucked up. You know, we can have a place to play around, fuck around.
I agree there. And I'm sorry, you remember me from Bobblehead.
Yeah, I know who the fuck you are, dude. I know exactly who you are. You know, if you want to promote something or, like, hype yourself up, go for it, dude. I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking on my second drink, and I'm happy.
I was messing around with them that night, just their reaction, and I know you remember they made the whole show about me for, like, the last 50 minutes of their show or something.
I don't know what you're talking. I have no recollection.
You don't really remember
that. My short-term memory, like much like much of my early childhood, is just not available to me right now. I basically have about a half a brain cell that I'm fostering right now, and I'm not doing a good job of it tonight. I'm already on my second Maker's and Coke, and I'm a stiff drink pourer.
Remember a name called the. Click Commander.
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
Okay. He was over at you've been a Bobblehead production.
I've been on Bobblehead. Yes, I know. I'm familiar with the Bobblehead productions. What about it?
That's actually another. So I can't like hear now for some reason. I don't know. Like.
It's a conspiracy, bro. It's the Illuminati, dude. They're conspiring against you.
And last night on my show, like. I did a show, and the whole site shut down. I was able to do 40 minutes out of 2 hours, and that was it.
Dude, you know what? You got to start following this bitch on Twitter. This chick, Miss Hip Hop. I'm going to fucking, like, dude, this chick is nasty. This chick is fucking nasty. Check this bitch out, dude. You're in the chat room right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in there. I see
Miss Hip Hop, dude. This bitch, she was talking about, like, licking titties and, like, doing all kinds of, made my cherry pop, fucking me, just when I think that I can take no more. Damn, you remind me that my spine fast and slow, you seem to know every spot I'm holding on with my might. Who the fuck knew I'd be getting this tonight? Make my head spin and fight to hold on in this shout back and forth, your tongue and you lick my clitoris, sending chills up and down my skirt, moving that Victoria's Secret like that, like too well, a little to the side. Oh, baby, you breathe in and juices flow out. You, oh, baby, I could no longer feel my legs sitting me on the countertop. You lay me on my back and lifting my legs up. You slide, oh, damn, dude, sliding my nipples between your fingers, knowing, baby, yeah, I know you want them somewhere deeper, but oh, shit, dude, this chick is nuts. Oh, if you're on Twitter, you gotta fucking follow this bitch because she is on fire.
So does she have one?
God, Miss Hip Hop, does she have a record, a mixtape? What the fuck? That bitch is crazy. I would not want that to be my girlfriend. I would totally party with Miss Hip Hop, but I would not marry that.
She might be out somewhere on one night with someone else while she's with you.
Totally. So, is that sexy there?
It is.
Hey, sexy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I was getting horny reading Miss Hip Hop's Twitters.
I heard.
I know. I'm glad you came in because now I can take the horniness to another level.
Oh, is that how it works?
Oh, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm hungover.
Did I wear you out last night?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, as always.
Sorry. I told you to stretch before.
I know, my bad. I'll do that next time.
Yep, you just have to learn the hard way, literally.
It's okay, I can handle it.
Oh, I know you can. You are a tough girl. So where's the party tonight? Why are you calling in? Why are you not getting fucked up with crazy tonight?
I actually had plans and canceled them because I just felt like crap. So I figured I'll stay home.
Oh, and you stay home and feel like more crap by listening to my bullshit.
Yeah, that was entertaining.
Yep, I got my man CRC. I'm probably like the only motherfucker on BTR that would even allow CRC to just stay on the line. Am I accurate in that analysis, CRC?
I agree, because a lot of people have kicked me off there.
Like I would imagine, I would imagine that you've been kicked off by pretty much every kind of show that's on BTR. Like the Paranormals have booted you. The Coffee Time with Rose probably has kicked you off.
Rose, I actually went to her show, tried calling in for 30 minutes, and she told me she was moody that night. And she knows
whatever. Yeah, fuck that bitch. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. Yeah, every time I go into her show, it's just, you go in the chat room, and it's like 97 people all typing LOL at the same time. And like, and essentially the audio equivalent on the air.
Yeah, she's basically always saying how she needs caffeine also for some reason. She always needs coffee for some reason.
Yeah, that chick is lame. I can't believe she has a show that's popular. I actually, you know what? No, I can believe it, because I know enough retarded people to know that they like to congregate together. So yeah, I can see why she could be popular. Because there's only like a few sane individuals. See, in Oliver Wendell Holmes said, in an insane society, the sane must appear insane. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay, bottom line, Rose's show loses, and I'm the only fucking goddamn motherfucker on BTR that has the guts to put CRC on the line and leave him unmuted for an extended period of time. And actually, no offense, CRC, but the only reason why I'm doing it is I'm vamping, because I'm waiting for Ace Killer to give me the sex exclusive on his new mixtape.
I gotta give you props though for putting me on after all that I said on those shows 2 nights ago.
Well, you know what? I think you come at some of these shows at the wrong angle, and you also, what the other thing you have going against you is you sound really young, and I don't know if it's maybe the phone line you're calling from, or maybe you're calling from your computer, or you have a weird connection, or what. But you sound, there's some sort of tenor to just your overall audio quality that makes it sound like you might be somebody who's prank calling. And you just have, I think it's just the way you sound. I think you sound like a lot of these jokers that come on here and just call in and kind of like just, they're like, they'll sit on the line for like a half an hour, and then you'll finally put them on and they'll say like, ass, and they'll hang up.
Yeah, I know those kind of people. Some do that just for a joke, but I usually like to talk trash first at least and let it go on for a little.
Yeah, no, it's cool, man. Like I think you're real enough to where, you know, like if you call into some show and people are just stupid and retarded, that you're going to call them on it, and people hate the truth. Most people can't handle the truth. I can't handle the truth. But at least I can recognize it, you know. Oh my God, news ladies here. Everybody, look cool, news ladies here. We don't want to tip our. Oh man, I would love if news lady would just call into the show, report the news for 3 minutes. That's all I care about. That would make my fucking year. That would make my universe. Ace Killer, what's up, bro?
What up, man?
Nothing, man. I'm on my second cocktail. I make them stiff, though, so I'm already pretty fucking lit.
Yeah. That's cool.
What are you up to, man? How's the track going?
Well, my bum-ass manager/producers over there watching TV just got...
I don't trust that motherfucker. I don't want to hear about his bullshit. I don't trust... First of all, anybody you introduce... as a producer or a manager, or any of that bullshit, I don't trust him off the bat.
Oh, that's my cousin, though, man.
I don't care who the fuck he is. I don't care if he's your son. If you introduce him to me as your manager, producer, I don't trust him from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody that's like management, producer, manager, agent bullshit. I deal with the artist directly. If I'm not dealing with the artist directly, I'm not dealing.
Yep. That's why I'm here, not him.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't do the vocal thing. He strictly is beats and...
Yeah, he's behind the scenes. I know how that works.
Yeah.
He's a hustler. I know how it is. I know the type.
Yeah, man. I'm the upfront. He's in the corner beating off. You know, so.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But, man, like right now, my crazy manager and a few of the people from the Illworks Entertainment team are on YouTube talking to this DJ Robert dude. He makes beats. They're trying to sign him to be my DJ, my personal DJ, to do all of my beats for me, to save us time. He's already got several really nice beats on YouTube, youtube.com/RobertX3X. Good shit, real like crunk, almost like ATL beats, which isn't always my style, but I can throw some of that in there in my mixtape, and he's got some good shit. So we're trying to get that dude in here with us, and got my cousin on the download doing promotions and shit. So if we can get this dude in here, my mixtape might be out way before my expected date. So I'm happy about that, real happy.
That's what's up. I want to thank CRC for coming through. He just dropped off the line. He's got some business to take care of. But we got a 410. 410, identify yourself, please.
Vince, this is finally the news lady who decided to call in and say hello to you personally.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm doing.
It is me in the live, in the flesh. I've been gone for so long and just decided to call in and say hello, darling.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. We're making BTR history here together. I can't believe it.
I know, right? History is being made. The news lady
yes.
is revealed.
There is a God, ladies and gentlemen, there is a God. How are you doing?
I figure no one really wants to talk to me because I talk for a fucking living. So I get tired of talking all the time, so I figure it's just easier for me just to listen as opposed to talk because I so enjoy listening to what you guys say.
Yeah.
Do I sound like a news lady?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you don't sound like you're being a news lady right now, but you sound like I could picture you telling me the news.
Right.
I
promise you, I am going to deliver the news for you in a very, what I would say, Vince in the Bay style. I will do that for you one of these days, I promise.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Even if you don't have to do it live, you could just pre-record it and send it to me. It doesn't matter, whatever works. I don't want to put pressure, but I'm just blessed and honored that you've even called in.
I know, it's so funny because I can tell you're kind of like, oh my gosh, she finally, after months, called in to say hello. I was just waiting for the right moment to do
yeah.
it. And I want to tell you that I absolutely adore you and Miss PG and all of you guys, and quite frequently I do mention your name if I have time on my newscast or on my shows that I tape.
Oh, no way, that's cool. So do you have a show coming up this weekend?
I do, but I already know you're not going to listen because you hate that kind of stuff. So the deal is with me is that, you know, like my entire career, I've always done hard news, you know, covering stuff like when President Obama was sworn in D.C., and I've always been a hard news person, but
yeah.
at sort of the core of me, I love anything when it comes to arts and crafts, home decorating, women issues, beauty tips, and all that sort of stuff. So I just decided that I wanted to do my own radio show where I can have control over it, as if when you were talking about producers, and not, you know, basic fucking have somebody who's going to tell me and dictate to me what shows I have to do, which is great. because I can make those decisions myself, as opposed to having, you know, to sit down every morning at a discussion with a bunch of news people, and they try to tell me what they want me to do.
Absolutely. You know what's great is, on, and because it's radio, you can just preface it all saying, "I'm doing my next guest today naked."
Right.
I'm the today's show. I'm calling in naked. I'm in bed. I have my mimosa.
Right.
And
I'm
literally phoning it in.
Actually, I am in bed right now. If you wanted to know, which is
oh
great.
Wow.
Hang on
a second.
Are you okay? Where is
I need to turn on the fan for a second to get some air. I'll be right. Oh, wow.
I am very much sitting in my bed right now with a pair of shorts and a tank top on talking to you on the telephone.
Oh, that's
so in
sexy.
That sense, you're right. It is absolutely great.
That's
no makeup.
So,
I don't have to dress up or do any of that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
We get to see the real, all natural.
Yes. Live.
The news lady.
Yes, in the raw. Absolutely.
No, I think you should do some arts and crafts, but like do a segment where like women who want to masturbate at home, they're just really horny and their man's not around, and you just like little easy recession busting tips
okay,
on how to get
I,
off.
Okay,
on,
listen, I tell you what, if in fact I decide to do that show, will you at least co-host the show with me?
Oh, I would love to.
Probably,
I would. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Of course,
probably
yes.
Probably most of the time I'm going to be speechless and not really have anything
yeah.
to say. So I will need
oh, that's
someone
great.
To
I'll just
on.
Do the play-by-play. I'll be your color commentator.
Yeah, that definitely would be perfect. Yeah, and you
oh,
promised
yeah.
me you're going to do that when the time comes.
Oh, I would love to. It'd be an honor and a pleasure.
Well, because I've had a couple of people, I guess, that see my profile that emailed me, and one woman works at a porn shop.
Yeah.
And she has asked me to interview her about some of the new and latest toys that are going to be coming out this fall on the market. So if I do that show, I think I'll have you as a co-host because I think you'd be really good with that show.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm. If there's anything sexy involved, I'm there.
That's you, right? All of us know that.
I don't even care. You don't. I don't have to be a host. I'll just be a participant. I'll be in the studio audience. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm in the building somewhere.
All right. That sounds good. Well, listen, I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but I could not resist the opportunity to call in and to finally say hello to the one and only Vince in the
back. Oh, yeah. It's an honor to have you call in. Wow, thank you. I want to thank Miss PG for deciding not to do the sidebar and work on her mixtape, because I don't think this would have happened if it were not for that. This is like I'm gonna cherish this one.
You know what's interesting about Miss PG was that the first time that I decided to do this and kind of sign up and do this
mm-hmm.
whole thing was that I had no friends whatsoever. And you know, like you guys, I'm fairly up late at night because the morning that the show that I used to do was our 5 o'clock morning show. So when I would listen to you guys, I was basically getting up and sort of getting myself together, dressed, ready to go into work. Because when you anchor a morning newscast, you've got to be in there at about 2:30, no later than 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what time those news people get in. So we're very early. And she and I, it was a couple of shows that were on, and hers was on, and I said, oh, you know, I wonder who's Miss PG. And that was when I listened to the show. She was my first friend who requested me as a friend on BTR, so she's very, very special to me.
Yeah, she's way special to me. If it wasn't for Miss PG, I wouldn't be here right now. Like,
yeah, we love
like,
her.
Like the concept of BTR really was a novelty at first, but then when I
mm-hmm.
like found the little different cliques and stuff and
mm-hmm.
then found this group from Milwaukee that have their own thing going on. It's just fucking so inspiring.
Well,
and,
what's interesting
and it's a great story too. You want to talk about a news story.
Yeah,
there's a great
is.
Story.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
but
you want to talk about
right.
inner city, like an inner city like Milwaukee that's probably been totally just destroyed by this economic recession or whatever the fuck
absolutely.
You want to call it. It's probably basically a war zone now, you know. It's just probably a lot
mm-hmm.
of boarded up homes and a lot of unemployment and crime.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some kids who are in the middle of all that bullshit, and they're like, fuck it, we're just going to like chill out and like get high and do our radio shows and
yeah,
talk shit,
yeah.
you know. I'd much rather see a story like that than a story like, oh, those same kids in that same demographic are on the street, you know, selling
sure.
drugs
sure.
and like
absolutely.
Getting in trouble or whatever, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I have, and I think I've already mentioned this to Ms. PG, but I have two very, very good friends of mine who work there. In fact, Petey, I think, knows one of the guys that does the news there. So when I have time, I'm going to contact him and tell him about In the Building and that he needs to do something on them. So I really do believe that is going to happen. So I was excited when I finally did figure out that they were from Milwaukee, because I'm like, oh my God, I know like three people, you know, in news. News is such a very small business because, you know, every two or three years we sign different contracts and we're here and we're there. And so we're all over the place. So
totally.
I'm excited about that. And I am going to drop a dime on my friends there in Milwaukee to do a feature story on them. Because I agree with you. What they're doing is great. I love them to do.
Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't see it. I don't really watch TV, but I was on BTR earlier, and there was a show that I called into, and they were talking about Soledad O'Brien's Black in America.
Black in America, and
you know, and I was just like, first of all, I was shocked that people even watch CNN and try to get educated about Black America through it. But it's just to me, it's like, you know, you could personalize something like that so much easier through BTR and you know, instead of like, you know, whatever, focusing on like these stereotypical images of Black, you know, young children as growing up, you know, as, you know, sons and daughters of crackheads or you know, getting into crime and stuff. Why not like show like the stories like the In the Building crew that should be stories that should be like something that they can emulate rather than, you know, why bash on Soledad O'Brien? Why even tune into Soledad O'Brien? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just, you know,
like a very good friend of mine on Facebook, her status said something about, you know, I guess she had been watching Soledad and the whole series, and I haven't had time to watch it, but she was saying that she was a bit disappointed because she felt like she didn't learn anything new, and that so there was this sort of whole commentary about, you know, her response to that. And a lot of people were saying, you know, we're kind of seeing the same thing over and over and over again. So why don't you sort of dazzle us and wow us and show us something that's new? Now, one thing that I absolutely, as a journalist, love about BTR is that it's very much unfiltered. You know, I can sit here and listen to you have a conversation and get the real feeling of who Vince is. I can listen to a conversation with Ms. PG, you know, who she is. I mean, you know, there's no filter there. I get to feel you, touch you, and see you for who you are. And, you know, as you talked about.
Not necessarily
before,
in that order.
It's not going to be a. Right.
Or maybe necessarily in that order.
I forgot about you. Not the touching and feeling part, right, Vince?
Exclusively that.
You're funny. Before I hang up, I have to tell everybody, make sure you go to YouTube and watch Vince's videos. My favorite one, because I keep up with you, by the way, is when you went to visit your local congresswoman.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was hilarious.
Yeah.
Everybody, you've got to go to his YouTube site and make sure you watch that. You talk about some funny shit. That is so funny. That the first guy when you walked in the office.
Yeah,
he
didn't know.
So funny. You scared him to death.
He wanted to. He was like, "I think I need to call the cops."
I know.
He's like, "Please don't shoot me."
So
he's like, "Oh my God, this is the Unabomber. This is happening. We're going to be front page. I'm going to be in the USA Today. Oh my God, I'm going to die right now."
Yeah, he really felt for his life when you walked inside that office.
Oh man,
that was funny.
So dude, and I finally got. You know what? That happened. I never got to talk to her. I submitted my thing formally with them, and like 2 months later, I got an email, and I can read the email, but it basically just said that she's like, "Oh, I've decided to co-sponsor HR 1207 now," and it's like 2 months later, you know, it's already gone over the 218 or 219 or whatever it needs to officially pass. It's already up to 270. So at this point, it's like it's a moot point if she signs on to it. So, you know, typical politics, they just wait till, you know, it doesn't matter whether they're against it or for it. So they might as well be for it. So then they'll look good if it does something well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's just typical. It's just the typical DC politics. And to me, quite frankly, I think the idea of a career politician is ridiculous. Like, they shouldn't even be paid. It should literally be a civil service. Like, you
now,
do your time. You do your term. You know, it's your civic duty. You don't get paid for it. It's not a career thing. It's like it's your turn.
A long time ago, that's what it was like. I mean, I'm kind of fuzzy right now on my American history, but I do believe a long, long time ago. I mean, a lot of those people that went into that. I mean, they were all lawyers and doctors and other stuff, and they kind of did that on the side.
Yeah.
But it wasn't this sort of idea that, you know, like you said, a career politician, and you're getting paid for this, and you know,
totally.
Probably taking freaking money from this lobbying group and your house being built by that construction company that you want to build for or whatever. So I think obviously that idea has been gone and it's just completely lost. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And but then if somebody, like, goes over the top like a Blagojevich, I mean, I don't know what he did that's any different than what anybody else has done. Like, he must have just crossed – when these people like Spitzer and Sanford – and Palin and all these people get politically assassinated, it's because they crossed somebody, all right? And, like, it's no secret that Elliot Spitzer was out to get a lot of those Wall Street cocksuckers, and mm-hmm. and I think he got some of them, and they pulled strings and they got him back. And that's just when every time I see one of these political assassinations, that's what I'm thinking is who benefits from this.
But you know what was interesting about Elliot Spitzer was that I remember just kind of, you know, turning the TV channels, and I don't know if it was MSNBC. I think it was MSNBC, but he is now a contributor.
Yeah.
On am I right? I thought I saw.
Yeah, I saw him on. Oh, man, I don't know. No. You know what it is? It's CNBC. He's a contributor on CNBC.
Yeah, okay.
Which is my favorite of all the mainstream media. CNBC is my favorite. I like the people on there. And I'm really curious about – I haven't seen it yet. I'm not on near the TV around that time. But Dylan Radigan, who's one of my favorite broadcasters, who was originally in CNBC, he got disenfranchised with his producer, and he was going to defect from CNBC, but GE or whoever, the parent company, decided to flip him over to MSNBC, and
mm-hmm.
so now he comes on after Morning Joe, and I love him a lot. There's Dylan Radigan. He is really smart. He looks like he's like 52 years old. He's like my age. He's like 35 or 36. He's just this kid that came.
He came up.
He was an intern at like Bloomberg or some shit, and just
mm-hmm.
worked his way up and got the Fast Money show going.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the main guy in the Fast Money show, and he developed that. And then he had a falling out with his producer on that show, and he tried to break out of his contract. And instead of breaking out of his contract, they just like shifted him over to MSNBC. But he's got a very good take on economics and politics, and I'd be really curious to see his show. I haven't seen it yet. It just started.
Well, I will definitely keep my eye out for him since you're kind of interested in him, because I want to see what he's doing. I really do. I think I know who you're talking about. But getting back to that point that you mentioned of Elliot, I do remember when, you know, that whole thing went down, they were a lot of the television commentators were talking about how there were so many people upstate New York and New York in general who was really happy that, you know, this guy went down because he crossed so many, you know, sort of serious business people, and that they were just so pissed at him. So the idea when something came up that, you know, that they can get this guy on, that he was done, that he was just done.
Totally.
Just a lot of people just did not. You know, I don't know what all that he did, but apparently whatever it was, he pissed a lot of people off, a lot of business people off. I mean, really, really, really bad.
And now it's ironic that now he's a commentator on the show that services those people.
Isn't that funny? And that was one of the same the same station that, you know, that basically was saying, you know, kind of being negative towards him, like all the stations where I can't believe this guy did this, yada yada. And it just struck me that when I'm flipping the channel, I'm like, damn, this guy is like.
I know. I thought the same thing when I saw him, but you know what? He was on the morning show, the Squawk Box, which is my favorite program. I love Joe Kernan. I love Joe Kernan's one of my favorite broadcasters, and that's working right now. I think he's a throwback. He's kind of like the business version of, say, like a Walter Cronkite. You know, he's like, he's just kind of like, he's been through the good old boy network. He's seen it all. He's done it all. He's been weathered, and he's cynical when he needs to be cynical, and he's light and fluffy when he needs to be light and fluffy, and he can call. You can always tell when he has a guest on, when he has a really slimy guest, you know he doesn't respect him. First of all, he doesn't look at him the whole time. He's always like buried, looking at his computer, pretending like he's looking at stats and stuff. You know, and you can tell when, like, he has people on that he really respects, he'll, like, be engaging the people he really respects and thinks that they have, you know, that they're onto
something. Something to say. Well, Vince, I think once a month we should do a chit-chat about news and world issues with Vince and Victoria. That's what I
think. Oh, that would be V-squared.
I think I should call in once a month, and you and I should just have a 15-minute chit-chat in your show about news, politics, and we'll just talk about that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right.
I'd be totally down for that.
I'm going to sit here on my bed with my shorts on and my teacup.
Oh, wow.
Continue.
Me, wow.
Your show. So the news lady is out. Bye.
Oh, wow. Thanks, baby.
See you later.
Good night. Oh, my God. That was amazing. The news lady. Finally. The sex exclusive. The news lady right here on Party with Vince. This is going to be a monumental archive show to listen back to. I really appreciate that, news lady. That was really special. And my computer just... I got so carried away, I got away from my computer and it locked up on me. So I'm going to vamp here for 1 second as I try to pull up my switchboard. I need to take a cold shower after that. Ace Killer, are you still fucking there, dude?
Yeah, man. I'm just sitting here with my boy Fear and kind of chopping it up.
Right on, man. I hope you didn't mind me going off on a little tangent there with News Lady. I was trying to put on my best broadcaster's face or voice there. I would love, you know what I would love to be? I'd love to be like a political pundit. You know what I mean? Like on, you'll like tune into MSNBC and or CNBC or what the fuck NBC or what is CNN, Fox News. All these, they have always these talking heads. It's just like a revolving door. It's like, oh, like literally, you'll tune into CNBC sometimes, and they'll have like literally like 10 guests. All like talking at the same time, and they'll have a box. They'll have like 10 boxes with all of them, you know, via satellite somewhere. It's just insane. So many pundits. I think there's a lot of room out there for pundits. So Ace Killer, what I'm saying basically to you is, if things don't work out with the hip hop, there might be room for you in the pundit department. Like it'd just be like Fox News and like, we're here in the O'Reilly Factor, and right now we're discussing Tupac or Biggie, which one is bigger on the anniversary. So we have our hip hop pundit, Ace Killer. Ace Killer, what do you think?
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
See, you know, it's just like fucking everybody can be a pundit because these people don't know fucking shit, dude. I don't know, like. I don't know if you've actually taken the time to like sit for like 5 or 10 minutes and actually watch these shows. But these people are talking out of their fucking assholes.
Yeah.
If, you know, like you might as well put a beat underneath it and make a mixtape out of that because they're just talking, they're just rhyming nonsense in front of your face.
Yep.
But Ace Killer, you know what's up, man. You're going to have a sick mixtape because you know how to break it down. And I know talent when I see it. I can tell you that the news lady is talented, no doubt about it. And that was amazing to have her on the show. And Ace Killer knows what's up. He's in the studio right now. We're going to come back to him in a minute. But the fact that Vince in the Bay is labeled adults only means that I can say whatever the fuck I want. And that means I can curse as many different ways as I can think. So feel free to give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back here on Party with Vince. Wow, time flies when you're having a good time. I can't believe I have a half an hour left in my show. Now I know what it's like to have to like host a sidebar, because time flies, man. Like especially when news lady comes through. I really appreciate news lady for coming through and chit-chatting. That was fun. I look forward to doing it again soon. Ace Killer is on the line. I'm going to go to him in a minute. He's working on his mixtape. I'm working on my own little miniature personal re-up here. News lady, I need to clue you in. Mega Dude is also me. Sorry. I don't know if you know, but I have two accounts on BTR now. I'm Mega Dude, and I'm also Vince in the Bay. And right now I have two computers on, and one computer I'm in front of is Mega Dude, and the other one that I'm not in front of right now is Vince in the Bay. So I kind of just sort of chit-chat with whichever one's in front of me. So I want to clarify there. Megadude said, dude, I will be a sovereign individual correspondent, meaning, like, there's all these dudes, like this one dude, following him on Twitter, because he's actually one of the correspondent, the pundits that I like, is that dude, Mark Lamont Hill. He's on, he's a black dude, small little black dude who's on, he's like the House liberal commentator on Fox News. Like, I don't think Hannity's doing much, or not Hannity, the other dude, not Hannity, Combs. Like, because Hannity's just doing his own thing now. So, like, Combs is kind of freed up to, I don't know, like, fucking masturbate or something. Because he's not on there anymore. So, they're low on liberal pundits on fixed news. So they have this dude, Mark Lamont Hill, who comes on, and he'll come on Hannity, or he'll come on O'Reilly or Red Eye or whatever. He's just the in-house liberal correspondent, and that's kind of what I want to be. I want to emulate that. I want to be like, I'm totally down to just fucking whoring myself out and being like one of these pundits that go on these shows. Like Ann Coulter. How does Ann Coulter have a career? What is her career? You know what I mean? Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, an Ann Coulter is like no different than, say, oh, I don't know, Paris Hilton. I mean, she's just kind of famous for being famous, you know? She somehow got famous for being famous and then developed a blog out of that. Kind of like the Huffington Post bitch. What's her name? Fucking Ariana fucking Whoop-de-doo, whatever the fuck her name is. Yeah, she's Zsa Zsa Gabor with a blog. Give me a break. Anyways, I want to be the real pundit. How about that? How about you have the liberal pundit, you have the conservative pundit, and you have the lesbian pundit, you have the animal rights pundit. How about the real pundit? I'll come on and just be real. Okay? Pretty simple. What are real people thinking? Let's bring on our real correspondent, fixed news contributor Vince in the Bay, who's going to give us a perspective of people who actually exist in reality and what they think. That's what I'll be. But until that happens, I'm taking your calls for the next 28 minutes. Give me a call at 347-826-7667. We're going to come right back with Ace Killer. He's in the studio right now working on his mixtape, and he's going to give us an update here in a minute. Let's go to a track from a mixtape. This is DJ Scratch. His latest mixtape with Busta Rhymes is called Director's Cut, right here on Party with Vince. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
It feels good being back on my bullshit, nigga. I bullshit you not. Let's make a movie about it now.
Yeah. I think y'all gonna need to get some popcorn and some nachos and cheese and frankfurters for this one.
Yeah. Look, see, if I was Scarface, I'd act a fool, nigga. I'd probably kill Manny if he fucked my sister too, nigga. Real live gangster shit, no gimmicks. I repeatedly told a nigga family was off limits back in the days when I would let the nigga in my houses and would have killed Mickey Barnes if I knew he'd snitch on all the councilmen. If I was Wayne Perry, I'd put your body in a cooler, especially if you gave me up after being your main shooter. Frank Lucas ran an enterprise, engineering was structural. 100 millions a year, the profit margin was wonderful. Swimming in that bread, see the diamonds we had was colorful. He should have killed his cousin for snitching. He knew he was dysfunctional.
Aw, man, I tell niggas every time. And I'm so grateful that none of them situations is mine. Cause after I finish killing them niggas, then bouncing a hoopty, I'm right about them niggas and put their ass in a movie. La, la, la.
Yeah. La, Uncle Murder. La, 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 watch the ride. La, hey, we got a lot of shit in the streets, Murder.
La, 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 la.
And I like to see how you back on your bullshit too, nigga.
La, la, la,
you know, a lot of situations transpire out here. You need to just write them shits in the movie script to make movies out of this shit.
I be feeling like Marlo when I get a nigga hit up. When I hit a nigga myself, I feel like Bishop. Old dog said kill Kane, that's how I feel. He was acting like a bitch when the China man got killed.
He was shook.
And he ain't worn by for a cousin. If niggas ain't making, he wouldn't have did nothing. He be having flashbacks of looking down the barrel when he crib like, damn, niggas killed my cousin Harold. And he paid it for, A was a sucker. I don't respect him, he ain't love him, it's like a brother.
A was soft.
In the park, why he ain't kill Rico? Instead, he lined him up and gave him up to the people.
Suck him
with him, press the low Spanish nigga who wouldn't shut up. I knew he was gonna get killed, he talked too much. Compared to my life, the movies is average. Make a movie on me, guarantee street classic.
La, la, la.
Oh, yeah.
La, 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 la.
I always like going to the movies when I was small.
La, la, la.
Yo, and special guests on my show is the K
to the S to the O L O
and me,
the capital D, the O to C,
the A K A,
the P, the M, the D,
and me, the E to the D to the O to the U to the B to the L to the E.
It's time, P, to rip the M, the I, the C.
So knick knack patty whack, give a dog a bone, case solo.
Yo,
I pass P the microphone.
Nah, black,
why P?
To each his own. So knick knack patty whack, give the dog a bone, a yo. I pass you the microphone.
It's me. Yes, the MC Grand Royal, who loves rapping, and to it I stay loyal. I can't tell, you ain't caught up in my spell. You dwell on the other crab and seeds that fell. Apart from the start, I didn't know the art of rapping, to keep the people's hands clapping, but me. I know the way it should be, the flow slow, like me and PMD. And that black will make you real fat, a real swinger, and a real cool cat, like a jazz player, or someone on the accordion, producing crazy hits like if I was Barry Gordy. Here's a tip to show you how to rip a crab in half and watch his body flip. So leave the E. I come equipped heavy ammunition, so I don't have to dip. So listen to this funky fresh lesson, the way I dropped it and the way that I was flexing. So knick knack patty whack, give a dog a bone, P and D.
Yo,
I pass a load of microphone.
Yo, I'll pass.
Why solo?
To each his own.
Yo,
knick knack patty whack, give a dog a bone. Yo, I pass P the microphone.
As I take the stage with the festive gear, I start to show off with all your hands in the air. Because the older I get, the harder I kick, using my rap boot style for my rap boot flick. Up my big old shit, another instant list, like a jack-o'-lantern on the Halloween tip. Cause as the bass thumps, VU meters peaks, or pens and pads are drawn as the teacher speaks. Because a naive rapper tried to steal the flow, but the buck stops here. Cause I'ma let you know, no swinging or knuckles, strictly ammo. Cause as I dust, bust, crush, and then rush, I suck a new jack with no ifs, ands, or buts. You roll with the good times, we like to roll with rush. I drive a rock,
I drive a van.
You ride the bus, we'll get out the mustard crab. Because it's time to catch up, and in the act of war, P refused to let up. On a gonna be, wanna be, soon to be, whatever's clever. In any type of weather, cause two birds of a feather always flock together. So knick knack, patty whack, give the dog a bone, case solo. I pass you the microphone.
I pass.
Y-E. To each his own.
So knick knack, patty whack, give a dog a bone, hey yo. I pass along the microphone.
Yo, my style's aggressive like a pit bull terrier. Harder it sounds on wax, the more the merrier. Maestro, though, releases beats for me, so I can rig up a head and get paid easily. People, gather round, listen to my flow. Yo, so I can prove that I'm the true solo. So many suckers have bit my name in vain. Punk rappers thought I was sleeping, but solo came to so many places. All the rappers' faces who call themselves solo, I made them erase it. I'm solo, no name lender or pretender. Yo, I am the solo, the only solo contender. Duck MCs grab my name and bid it boldly, put it behind the name and ate this up like ravioli. I heard it on Kiss with Rat Alert and Chuck. A rapper said he went solo. I said, what the fuck? My man came over and said, yo, I thought we heard you. Jokes on you, you heard a biting ass crew. They bit my name, I want it back, and it's a fact. Your PMD tell him,
damn, you shouldn't have did that.
I broke the record. What do I stand for? One lonely rapper on the stage, you get one single applause. Give me a break, my brother. My name stands for Kevin Self. Organization left others. My name's no game for those who claim to use my name in vain, cause their name sounds plain. I remain the same, my flow of style won't change. Yo, the name of the game is for the real solo to explain. I don't know which way you ran or came. I know you're vain, I hate your name. Your shame, playing the game that drove you insane. They walk around puddles, snow in the rain, with a cane, nothing to gain but shame. And my momentum of the fast flow, a rhyme will get them tame. The pain and no fame, no title of the game, nobody but the real K-S-O-L-O to blame. When I S-P-E-L-L, Barry W-E-L-L, people all out there can T-E-L-L. Rhymes that I got, alright, well S-E-L-L. For those who don't believe me, can go to H-E-L-L. I'm from C-I-L-I-F-L-Y, like a B-R-I-D in the S-K-Y. Don't even T-R-Y to be that Y. L-I-N-E's belong to M-I-N-E. I'm making they chase. Some rappers imitate. Yo, f*** it, solo, here's the make party sway. People, I won't take any kind of losses. Battling rappers, grabbing the mic and using resources.
Fuck yeah, that's EPMD. Start off with that mixtape track that was with this mixtape that DJ Scratch did with Busta Rhymes. I follow DJ Scratch on Twitter, and he's a DJ from EPMD, so I played that EPMD track there. Putting two together, that's your man Vince in the Bay holding it down for another 20 minutes. Yeah, I really want to, if there's any way that News Lady can somehow pull some strings and get me on as a pundit, I would totally move to D.C. or New York or whatever. I've already lived in New York. I lived in New York before, so that wouldn't be a thing. Or D.C. is fine. I've been to D.C. plenty of times. I have family out there. I have friends out there. I could do that so easy. The gig I really want, though, is C-SPAN. I want to be on C-SPAN, but I want to be the dude on C-SPAN that actually talks back to the callers on Washington Journal. Like, because usually the callers call in, and I'm just like, Diane on the independent line, welcome to the Washington Journal.
Yes, I think the Illuminati are controlling the planet through the central banks. I think we should get rid of Ben Bernanke. What are your thoughts on that?
Thank you, caller. Moving on to Fred in Idaho on the Republican line. Go ahead, Fred.
This is Fred. I think we should all have guns.
Okay, moving along, Diana on the Democratic line in Indiana. Diana, go ahead. You're on Washington Journal.
Yes, hello. I think we should eliminate the Federal Reserve System.
Okay, moving along, Juan in San Diego. You're on Washington Journal.
Hola, Levato Holmes, puta tu madre, pinche cabrone.
Well, I'm the king of the jungle, they call me the Tiger Man. If you cross my
infinita tristeza late mi corazón, infinita pobreza, escaldada presión, infinita maleza, tu sangre la pared, infinita tristeza late mi corazón. Y lloré, 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 lloré. Y lloré, 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 lloré.
Oh, yeah, we're back. We got about 10 minutes to go here, 10 minutes to take your calls, 347-826-7667. I want to thank Ronnie, CRC, Mega Dude, Sexy Mojo, and the news lady, the sexy and talented news lady, for tuning in. This has been the fastest show ever in my BTR career. I have to just tell you, this has been an amazing adventure. I'm so glad I did Party with Vince. I'll try to do some more Party with Vince's in the foreseeable future when I deem it necessary. Maybe we'll party with Vince tomorrow. I don't know. But I hope you folks will stick around and enjoy BTR for the rest of the evening. I'm going to hopefully try to get another cocktail in and stumble over to the Bobblehead Productions, because that's where it's happening. My apologies to Ace Killer. Sorry, bro. Damn, he's not even in the chat anymore, so fuck it. Fuck Ace Killer. You know what? I was going to come back to him. He's working on his mixtape. I don't know. Hopefully in the next 10 minutes he'll call back And we'll get Ace Killer out here. I wanted to actually go into a little bit. I wanted to do some more Washington Journal style improv. And I was hoping to be like, Washington Journal, okay, we're going to Ace Killer in Nashville. You're on the independent line. Go ahead to Ace Killer. But he's not there, dude. Fuck, Ace Killer, we lost him. My bad. Okay, so if anybody wants to give me a call here in the next 10 minutes, or now it's down to 8 minutes, 347-826-7667. Once again, I want to give a big, big, big thanks to the news lady for coming through and actually calling in the show. It's great. Now the only thing left for me to do now in my BTR experience to be completely fulfilled is to have Michael Jackson's ghost call in. That's about it. I was really, really excited about News Lady calling in. And Evolution Muse, I want to welcome you to the program. Thanks for tuning in. We got 10 minutes left to go here. The party is winding down. I apologize that you missed out. But I'm grateful and honored that you're here to join us. You're ducking in here last minute, so I'm going to operate under the assumption that you must have something to promote. Oh, damn, sister. I'm looking at your profile right now. This girl, Evolution Muse, is, if that's her on the profile, can we get confirmation from Evolution Muse that this is you? I'm adding you as my friend, and I am following you on Twitter. She is a good-looking woman. Damn, sister. Bringing it. Consider it brought. Oh, mother of Jesus. I love PTR. Anyways, thank you, Evolution Muse, for stopping through. Unfortunately, you missed all the fun. We had News Lady on earlier, and Ace Killer, and a whole cornucopia of audio excitement was had earlier. The only thing I can prescribe, Evolution Muse, is what I tell everybody. Archives, bruh. Yeah, sister Evolution Muse, oh my God. I'm going to give you a plug right now because I want to plug you in some possible way. Apparently, Sister Muse does a show. She's done a few shows. She hasn't done one in a while. But her show is dedicated to exploration of female health quantumly? Quantumly? The fuck does that mean? Okay, I'm just going to say that Evolution Muse has a program that's dedicated to the exploration of female health. So join her as she discusses female physical, psychological, spiritual well-being. She's going to tackle everything from herbalism. Oh, I'm down with herbalism, sister. I'm in. If that's the first qualification is herbals, I got my herbals right here for you, sister. I'll provide the herbals. Just tell me where to be. But apparently there's also astrology, psychic well-being, religion, spirituality, concepts of femininity, and you can participate in your evolution through the vehicle of your power, creating healthy, enduring relationships with ourselves and other loved ones in our environment. Oh, I'm all about having sex with the, I mean, making love to the environment. I had sex with a cantaloupe earlier today. And an antelope, ironically. I believe in loving the environment. I believe in loving animals. So that's pretty much how we do. But once again, Evolution Muse, thank you so much, darling, for stopping through. You are a beautiful woman. I could see that this picture is just amazing. I love the you got the flower in the hair. It's very flattering. It's you got something going on there. Yeah. Oh shit! I'm sorry. I was so distracted by Evolution Muse's profile. I'm like following her on Twitter already. It's ridiculous. But I wasn't in the chat room, and now what is going on in here? news lady telling me to behave myself. Sexy saying if he behaved, he wouldn't be the Vince we all know and love. Evolution Muse says that's what I'm talking about. Right on, Sexy Mojo. Copulation is the movement of existence. Wow, that's some heavy shit. I'm sorry, the acid hasn't fully taken effect yet, Evolution Muse. Maybe if I read that sentence or whatever statement in the next hour, maybe 45 minutes when the LSD kicks in, I'll understand what copulation is the movement of existence means. But in the meantime, I want to thank Grizzly Smith for popping in. Thanks for coming through, bruh. I'm all about grizzlies. I don't know what that means. You're like part bear or something. Whatever, bro. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. We were just talking to Evolution Muse here about how she wants to copulate and exist or some shit. I don't know. All I know is if you folks, we got 5 minutes left to go here. Play backwards at 778 speed makes perfect sense. Okay, that's fair enough. I have to wait till the program's over and listen to the archives to do that. I'll have to throw it into Pro Tools or something. Eating the cantaloupe, sex with the environment. Yeah, amen, sister. I have no idea what that meant, but I totally advocate it. I want to thank Angel Eyes for popping through. Why are all these people coming in at the last minute? We had such a cool program. We had the news lady on. She was chopping it up with me for a good solid half an hour there. Do yourself a favor. If you want to get a little peek into the real news lady, listen back to the archives of this show. Somewhere in the middle, news lady called in, and we chopped it up for a while. That was fun. I really appreciate it. Angel Eyes, thank you for coming through, darling. It's always a blessing to have you here with me. And CRC, I think he's actually doing a show right now. He's technically in the chat, but CRC was holding it down a little bit earlier. That's right. Vince in the Bay is the only motherfucker on VTR that's got the guts to put CRC on his program unmuted. Grizzly Smith, I hope you have the balls to do the same thing. I'm sure you do. You're Grizzly Smith. You probably have really hairy balls. I don't know what grizzly means. I don't mean, are you a bear? What does that mean? I live in the Bay Area, San Francisco. In San Francisco, a bear means a totally different thing than what it means in, say, Montana. Okay, so I want to know what team you're playing on, Grizzly. I want to thank, as always, the news lady. Appreciate it. I want to thank Miss PG for giving me the heads up, letting me know there was going to be no sidebar. So we held it down here with the party with Vince. Appreciate everybody coming through. Ace Killers working on his mixtape. Check that out. It's coming out soon. Evolution Muse is a very sexy individual. She's got a show that she doesn't do very often, but it's worth checking out. I'm going to troll around. I'm probably going to be over at Bobblehead later, so I'll catch you folks over there. I'm going to try to get my webcam going. I had some technical difficulties or else I'd have the webcam going. So that's it. Check me out on the internet. MegaForceOnline.ning.com, MegaForceOnline.blogspot.com. That's how it do. Peace out. All right, I'm in the after party. This is just me by myself, solo. I want to thank everybody for calling, coming through. It was fun. I'm looking to continue to party here. So just think of me as your disco boy, getting fucking dirty and grimy here on BTR. Thanks to the party. Oh, my God, what an epic episode. I really hope that whoever's listening to the archives, like, if anybody is smart and wants to witness or at least listen back to BTR history, I had the motherfucking news lady call into my show, bitches. So if that's not something to get all excited about, I don't know what is. The only thing that I would say that trumps maybe the news lady calling into your show is perhaps if you got Michael Jackson's ghost to call into your show. So that's what it'd do. Vince in the Bay, keeping it real. Check me out, megaforceonline.ning.com, megaforceonline.blogspot.com. Right here on Party with Vince. This is the after party segment, aka the VIP. We're going to keep it rolling here. I have one more track I can play. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to call into the Desert Rose show, Espresso's Bistro, and do a little miniature takeover or whatever, just some bullshit. Check this out. This is just for kicks.
Any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hello. We'll be right back. morning today, so just warning. Just a heads up, okay? If I spout something out of the blue, just let it go, because once it's out, I just forgot. All right. So what was I doing? I was trying to figure out where my promo is. That's what. Oh, duh, I have a show outline. Okay, this is so I won't get confused. All right. Well, I guess I'm not in the mood for those songs anymore. Look what I found. Look what I found on the internet. I loved Gumby. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the Hopi thing or what, but I just loved it when I was little, and it just, like, disappeared. My mom used to get me, why do I have to watch that dumb thing? I just loved Gumby. Because I would be like, oh, the Kachina dolls, the Kachina dolls, and then the corn, and then, you know, it was, yeah, and well, Pokey was kind of a nerd. He was so quiet, you know. But I always wondered what Gumby was. Is it a girl or a guy? I always thought it was just a guy. I think it's supposed to be man, right? But something tells me it's like, it's a girl. It's hard to tell. But those little ball things used to freak me out. Those little ball people, they're just like little balls. They just scare me. Give me nightmares. Oh, anyways. Wow, check it out. So everyone, Gemini, yeah, so we're part celebrating the first, my comeback of my slumber parties, and I'm only going to have them like once or twice a month, and Anani got a job. She's been really trying for one too, and she landed a good job, so I'm really proud of her. And so we're going to celebrate, and I'm just going to have some fun. But I want to go get my promo. Let's see. If you got any callers calling in, the number's 347-884-8261. And if you get out of hand, I got my whip. There you go. And I even got my punch face, and I got my Gumby. I'm just so excited about my Gumby. Okay. I'm sorry, I gotta play my Disco King. Okay, I really like this song right now. This is like my favorite song right now. Oh wait, oh no, this is it. I'm gonna upload my promo.
She's a lesbian girl. She don't like me. It must be the way that I wear my heart on my sleeve. He's a disco king. He's in love with Lynn. Till he put his hand to Lynn's, but he found out that she is a man. Platform shoes and a polyester shirt. With his hair slicked back, thinking he's so sexy it hurts. Yeah, that's his other hand. Yeah, she's a cool girl. By the end of
Okay, I'm ready. Well, hi, Heavy Metal Mayhem. Everybody meet Heavy Metal. He melts my brain once a week. Okay, so I'd like to welcome Anani, Anonymous, a Bear Fan, Dolphin, Gemini, Girl from Detroit, Grizzly Smith, Naughty, Cornflake. Oh, that's cute. Mega Dude. Oh, Praying. Hey, Praying. I know, it's been... Yeah, The Revolution, Thunder Snows, Torque, nice to see you, a UPS driver, and Wacko Bob. Yeah, I saw your show, Wacko Bob. It was very inspiring. I'm just giving you a hard time. I took notes. Well, I got some games, actually. Believe it or not, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I have... I've been posting on my blogs after each show, like, things that we talked about or just helpful stuff. And I got these, like, recipes for face mask. One is a chocolate face mask. And you use oatmeal, you know, cream, cottage cheese, cocoa powder, honey. Well, anyways, I'll have it in there. And then how to make rainbow fruity bath salts. Using Kool-Aid, but you can use, like, your oils and stuff, so you can make your own, like, bath salts. And then I have one called Strip It Off, and what that is, that's actually a pore cleaning strips. Pore. Anyways, it's just two ingredients, and you know the whole thing. Okay, so I got that, and I got some things for the guys. Yes, I have radio games. It's a slumber party. You've got to have a game, you know. Okay. But I got some facts for the guys. This is 50 things. Well, I'm only going to say one or two here or there. But things men wish women knew. So I don't know. You guys have to tell us if it's true or not. Here's one. If you think I'm speeding now, you should see me drive when you're not in the car. This is like what guys would say to women, okay? And then, let's see. This one, okay, I don't believe this, but this one says, leave the eyebrows alone. Plucked ain't pretty. And then one is, some of it's too kinky. I can't even say it. It won't even come out of my mouth. Dang it. I should send this to Anani. Okay, I'll figure it out. Anyways, so I got some stuff. And let's see. But yeah, our girl got a job. I'm so happy for her. Now we get to go out for lobster. Just kidding. Okay. Oh, my God, where's my switchboard? I don't even have my switchboard. No, what? I'm sorry, you guys still hang? Whoa. All right, I'm sorry about that, you guys. Let's see. 111.
Hello? Hey, I was just calling to give you some words of encouragement for tonight.
Encouragement? Encouragement for what?
I just wanted to say have a good show.
Whoa. Oh, man. Who was that? Is that one of you guys in the chat? You can call back. I don't know what happened. Well, thank you. All right. Let's see. There are some other numbers. If you guys want to talk, go ahead and press 1, and your little hand will go up, and I'll know that you want to call in. Let's see here. But in the meantime, look what else I got. You guys could do this for a while if you want, since it's still very early. All right, here. Here's a game. Anani will do this. You had wine, right? Okay, let me see if I can find it. Here you go.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out. Your right elbow in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey-pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
You put your left elbow in, your left elbow out. Your left elbow in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey-pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
You put your right side in, your right side out. Your right side in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey-pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's
your left side in, your left side out. Your left side in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey-pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
You put your knees in, your knees out. Your knees in and you shake them all about. Put your backside in, your backside out, your backside.
It just ends. It's all bootlegged. I'm sorry. Oh, I couldn't find them. I know there's more upbeat ones because I remember the skating ring. Wasn't it more? I'll ask Thundas because he seems to know. Wasn't it more upbeat? I totally used to go skating all the time, every freaking weekend. And it was like the whole night was spent who you were going to slow skate with, you know? And then you always had, like, the girl that you didn't like over there. And then the games, and then there was always the hot guy. You know, he was, like, just so hot with the long hair, and he can skate backwards, and he was all popular and everything. I totally remember those days. And that's what my mom used to use on as restriction for me. She would just, like, say, you can't go skating. And it just, like, devastate my whole world. What do you mean I can't go skating, you know? And then you always get, like, the pizza that's all cardboarded. I remember when I was pregnant with Jason, I was craving that pizza so bad. That we had to, thank God there were still drive-ins. We had to actually go to a drive-in just so I could get that pizza. I didn't even care what was on. I don't even remember what was on. We parked next to it, and we got me pizza and left. It was funny. Yeah. Hey, Ascara and Prying. And who else did I meet? Oh, Miss Newsfree and Moccasins. Hey, dude. Moccasins and let's see. Who else? Did I say hi to you, Naughty? Did I say hi to you, Heavy Metal? I assume you didn't like that music. Oh, I cracked myself up. All right. So who's calling in? Let me look here. Oh, you used to. You're the hot guy that skated backwards. Okay, I got you. All right. 847.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'd like to read poetry.
Oh, okay.
This is Moccasin.
Yeah, you gotta start something, right? I'm so kidding.
How's it going, Rose?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
I'm waiting for him to see if he noticed that you said that. You know, there's a lag on the chat room.
I'm going through my portfolio.
Thank you so much for my promo. Here, you guys, I'm going to play my promo.
Oh, you got it uploaded already?
Oh, heck yeah. I hope it's still here. There it is, okay? Now,
all right.
All you flaming liberals, don't be offended. You are welcome to come to my show, too. Everybody's welcome because, you know, I'm not very political anyways. Okay. But they made me a promo for, I guest host? I don't know what I am. For Grizzly. So here's my promo.
You're the host of your show.
Yeah, here's my promo. You guys ready?
Hello, this is Bear Fan Ron here to invite you to listen to Desert Rose every Friday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Grizzly Groundswell. Desert Rose is funny, witty, and has a great conservative mind. Well, she's pretty darn funny, so why don't you listen? That's Grizzly Groundswell every Friday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. I got rock and roll in the back. I need one for this one, too, like with the whip.
Well, just sound all, send the
I don't know what else, though.
I
don't know. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I used to, you know, when I had a better computer, but now my computer is, like, ancient. So now I can't do any of that stuff without crashing. But thank you very much. Okay, so... Anani, listen up. He's got a poem.
You know, the women will hate it. But it's,
oh, they'll like it. You have a handsome voice. You women, you know, toss some stuff out to him. You have a nice voice.
These are poems I wrote years ago. I still have my portfolio of them all, but this is from a few years ago when I was taking a creative writing class. But this is of a remake of This Is Just to Say. You can look it up online if you want to see the original, but here we go. This is just to say, I am leaving you today. I said I loved you. I lied. Forgive me. You were good in bed, fun, sweet sex, but now so cold. I thought that was a real romantic one to read for you.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, that's nothing like Prying. I don't know if you remember Prying. Are you still here? He called in with the poem that's all violent.
Uh-huh.
I shot him. I was like, what is that? Poke your eyes out. And oh.
But here's another one. It's a little nicer. It's long, though.
Oh,
it's
turned
entitled.
Anonymous on. She liked your poem. Yeah.
No comment. I'm. But anyway, this one's entitled Marriage. An older couple arrived at the football game in a Winnebago. The recreation vehicle was not eloquent, but was reliable and unique like their relationship. As the couple witnessed the contest at hand, they began to talk about what was taking place. They agreed. The game they were watching reflected their years together. The players were passionate about the task at hand, zest, a passion to succeed. And yes, there were transgressions, penalties, and disagreement. But along with that, there was forgiveness and commitment to what the team started together. The pair perspired as the team battled, and they fell behind on the scoreboard. The renewing cooperation and reconciliation to succeed in such adversity and make the outcome a positive one, an effort to accomplish the goal of winning and attaining the best from one another, how complex football can be. Did you like that? Was that
nice?
Oh,
that was nice.
Yeah, you're probably falling asleep.
No, that was nice.
I have one called The Bird. Would you like to hear that?
The Bird?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
It's bad? Okay, go ahead. That's all right.
I said it's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
It's not, like, vulgar or anything. Though I should probably write one on The Bird. You know what bird I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. No, actually. What kind of bird
is
it?
When you,
like a little
when you
bird?
Flip someone the no, when you flip someone the bird, you know, like you're saying F you know, that bird.
Okay.
This is entitled The Bird. Here we go. The chirping bird in a tree, singing happily with much cheer. Whether raining or clear, the bird sings throughout the year. When winter comes, the bird is gone. Unfortunately, we hear not its song. Spring is back, and so is the bird. The bird brings happiness to all. Sing, bird, sing aloud. And that is three poems from Bear Fan Ron.
Oh! I am not getting good jokes tonight. This is bad. See, this is why I shouldn't drink wine. I can't function. I get, you know, because usually I'm super hyper, but then when I drink, I get the opposite. I will lose my temper, and then I'll be really quiet. It's just fun. Oh, I see, Naughty. Oh, oops. That was foolish. Well, thank you. I'm so glad you called in. Wow,
oh,
look
I'm
at
sure
all these phone numbers. Okay, so who's who? You guys need to tell me who's... Here, you want to say hi to... Oh, okay. Thank you for... hello, Anani?
Hey.
Hey there.
Anani.
Aw.
Ron, that first film totally turned me on. You got any more like that? Got anything about hot, sweaty sex? How is everybody tonight?
Oh, good. My keyboard's messing up. Go ahead. I can't see you guys. Okay, there you are. How are you? Aren't you happy? You're so excited.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
I'm really happy for you.
So how are you, Ron?
Ron?
Oh, did he leave?
No, I think he just stepped aside.
Oh, maybe he went. Maybe he went to go look for some sweaty sex poems.
Oh, he did. He did. He did. Yes. Okay. Let's see. If anybody in the chat room's calling in, let me know. I have like 17 calls coming in, so you guys take priority in the chat. So, because I said so, because I'm in that kind of mood.
You
right.
Go, girl.
I know.
Oh, Ron says he got booted, but he's back on hold.
Oh, is he got booted? Okay, so let me see who we got. Hello, moccasins?
You know what? I'm not in the mood right now. Whatever.
You're not in the mood? I thought that was a woman's job to say she's not in the mood. Dude, take two aspirin. You'll be okay in an hour.
No.
Well, this is to celebrate Nani getting a job.
Yes, Nani,
yeah.
You guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that? Some people actually work.
Okay, hold on here. There?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're back?
I'm back, baby.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Marcus.
Yay.
I do.
I'm crying.
Oh, my God.
Well,
Nadia, I couldn't find any more sex poems for you.
I'm disappointed.
Why don't you play that? Do you have any poems about, like, Gail Sayers or anything, or what?
About what?
Gail Sayers. You ever hear of him? He's like a running back for the Chicago Bears, Mr. Bears fan Ron.
Who cares
ever
about
hear
the
of
Bears?
You weren't
I'm
very
sorry,
articulate
what?
With how you pronounced that. It sounded like Ale Ayers.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Hey,
too.
Hey, Moccasin. Moccasin, you want to know what you want to know? What the most awesome thing about the Chicago Bears is? That they lost to the Colts in 2006.
Hey, Nadi, you know what's even better? How about they're undefeated, and they go into Miami, and Dan Marino picks them apart, their big defense. Ooh, our defense is so good.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I really can't say shit about that, because when I went to Vegas in 2001, I was there for a Colts Monday Night Football game, and we were playing the Dolphins. So I'm sitting there at a slot machine with my Colts sweatshirt on, and I'm like, woo, Colts, yeah. We got smeared. I had to go back to my room and change my shirt because I was so embarrassed.
God. But you know what's funny?
You were saying, Vikings, this is not a sports show. What the hell?
Oh, we're playing.
Oh, hey, you know what's funny, though? Hey, remember? Hey,
God.
Rosalie.
It's not like we're giving sports.
Packers,
Cardinals.
Well, we can always talk politics.
Is it Rose, stop for a second.
What?
What was the funniest thing ever when we were in Vegas? Remember we were at the Keno table? And we went to the sports book, and all the people started, like, fighting. And you were like, what's going on? It was the Arkansas-LSU game. The guy, the quarterback for Arkansas, dropped the ball with 17 seconds.
Oh.
And he dropped the ball. And the LSU guy off and runs in for a touchdown. And everybody in the sports book goes, they just threw it. Anyway, it was like a brawl. It was like, it's just like, what's going on? And I'm like, let's get the hell out of here real quick.
I vaguely remember.
That was in the San Remo. The fine San Remo motel. We were only in the finest hotels in Vegas.
It's
a Japanese theme,
I
remember?
I don't want to talk about sports.
No,
I want to have a fucking sports show.
We're not talking about...
I got done saying, I want to have some fun. I don't want to talk about sports.
We're not
but you know what,
Rose?
Sports.
We're talking about
but
sports
it's fun for
ball.
Us.
I mean, come on.
Hey, Rose.
Yes.
Unfortunately, no man ever taught you to really appreciate football. When those men bend over in that huddle and then tight little pants, let me tell you, girl.
Let me just explain.
Stop. Stop it. Okay.
Anani, is it your birthday today?
It's not my birthday.
It's a change of her life. You know, it's a major change for her because she has been through a lot.
I landed a really, really good job.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I know I heard something earlier about it.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember
what it was.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Took a long time to get it, but I got it now.
Can I ask what it is, or you don't want to
say?
I'll give some brief things. I get to work from home, but
cool.
This is a real job. I have a W-4 and all that. I'll have to go in on Friday mornings for meetings and stuff. But I will just be doing research on the internet for some headhunters. And,
good.
And I'll be making damn good money doing that. So
good money.
That's awesome.
I like to hunt some heads.
So, unfortunately, I'm not helping unemployed people gain work. I'll be looking for, you know, really talented people in their field and steal them away from their jobs. But
you can refer Bear Fan Ron anytime you want.
Where's your poem, Ascara? I'm waiting for your. Have I missed it? Did I miss her poem? Prying Herd. What
I want to hear Moccasin's poem.
Yeah. Actually,
oh, yes.
You know what? That's the rule, Moccasins.
Oh, what's the rule?
The rule tonight, well, if a man calls in tonight, they have to either do a poem or sing a song.
Really?
Yeah, because here's the deal, Moccasin. Anani calls in to the Friday night slumber party, so it ends up being an honorary show. So if you don't have a poem, don't have a song, you have to tell us what you're wearing.
That's too easy.
Oh, nothing? Okay.
Because it's a slumber party.
Really, Nani. Really, Nani. Really,
it's a slumber party. That's why. Men call in. They can call in if they got to have something.
So, you know what? Okay.
What? You got a poem?
Oh, I got a poem for you.
Really?
Bring it.
I never wrote a poem, huh?
Did I say that? All I'm asking.
Oh, really?
I never
okay.
said you didn't write a poem, okay?
Really?
Did I just say that, Anani?
No. And the men, you can Google a poem for all
yeah.
we care. We don't care. Just
you don't care.
Really?
Just write something.
Really? You can't Google one, you think?
Sure.
you think I would want to Google a poem?
What are you doing for?
Well, okay, Google is evil. I understand.
Oh.
Try Yahoo.
Excuse me. Here, let me explain something to you there real quick there, Nani. Before the poetry.com got bullshit and they published everybody's poem, you know, where it said, I had jellyfish. Oh, yay, yippee. And that was the poem. I actually
right?
got on there.
Okay, are you going to say a poem?
Do you want me to?
Yes, you have to say a poem or a song or something.
Really, a song?
Anything. Either a poem or a song or something to entertain us.
Oh, my Lord.
Because it's a slumber party.
Entertain you? To entertain you? Are you not entertaining?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because you're making me upset.
Why
oh,
do I
no.
make you... Okay. Wait. Let's back up.
You have
here.
A poem? Do you have a poem?
Why am I making you upset?
Because you're not saying a poem.
You're not playing alone.
No.
You're
no,
not playing.
I'm sorry. What?
You're
hold
trying
up,
to
hold
cheat.
On. I'm not trying to cheat. I'm asking you a question. I'm trying to cheat what?
Okay, so anyone in the...
It's my party. Don't piss on it.
Yeah.
Don't piss on my party.
If you guys want to call in, go ahead and...
Hey,
Ken's here. Oh, Ken, call in, please.
So I just ignore me now because I was asking a question.
Okay, here it is. It's a slumber party show. We're celebrating Anonymous getting a job tonight.
I'm totally with it.
So when the men call in, you either say a poem or a song or something to entertain us. And so that's all I'm asking you, if you have a poem to read or do you want to read one?
Really?
Oh, for crying out loud. You know what? That's it.
That's two.
I love you, but you're just not catching it. You're not catching the wave, man, you know? It's like so uncool.
Ride the wave, dude.
Ride the wave, you know? Jump on
oh,
here, jump off. the number here, go ahead and call in. The number here is 347-884-8261. And Jen says she's calling in. Let me know if it's you. And anyone in the chat room, let me know your good night news free. Have a good evening. And I'd like to say, let's do my shout out really quick. Anani Bear, Bebop, Dolphins, Gemini, Girl from Detroit, Grizzly, Naughty, Cornflake, Mega Dude, Moccasin Johnson, One White Woman, News Free, Scara, 70s, welcome. I missed you. You must have been working hard. Thundersnow, Pork, Underdog, UPS Driver, and Wacko Bob. Oh, he hung up. Well, hang out and have fun in the chat.
Yeah, he doesn't want to read his poetry.
I know. You know, he
what
says he writes poems and everything. Didn't he say he wrote poems? Oh, he had
yeah, I thought
poems.
He had one.
He does. He has a lot of poems, but he just wouldn't read one.
Moccasin,
well,
don't be a Sally ass and read a poem or sing a song.
I know.
Maybe they're too private. I know I wouldn't share my private poetry.
My private.
It's kind of deep.
Private poetry.
But, yeah, but you know, I never wrote one like Ron did, where you know I just used you last night, blah blah. I could have though. Oh my god, I had a fun teenage kind of year.
Okay.
Oh my lord. I think you just shared your private poetry.
Was that a haiku?
Okay.
It's
so.
Something you.
So, well, hey, Jen, are you calling in? You going to let me know?
Isn't she usually a 111 caller?
Oh, okay, then I'll just
you're going to have to go through however many
yes,
of those
yes,
you have.
I both have jobs. Does that mean I'm going to have one, too?
You have a job. You have your,
I mean
you're,
like
you're
a
your own
job.
Boss.
I know, but like a job.
No, this could mean a big order comes in.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll accept that. Okay, I can party with
I mean,
you.
Okay, okay, what? Okay, let's... Jen got her job about a month ago.
Yeah, and then you got this.
And she lost her job a couple months before I lost mine. So
yeah.
she was unemployed for a little over a year. I lost mine last year on June 30th. So I was a year and a month. Yeah, some good news has to be coming your way.
All right.
At least by my way of reasoning.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I'll have money. I can wear something. I may not be able to wear your bra, but I can wear a belt and shake it for the hubby.
Oh my god, I gotta sneeze, you guys.
Bless
Sorry.
You.
I know that was bad. Okay. I don't see Jen's yet. Okay, Ron, are you here?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay.
Jen,
111? That's
858 is Jen.
Nah, but I don't come up as 858.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I know. I thought I was seeing things. So I was like, what?
Hi, Jen.
Oh, my God. I want to share my drama story. I want to share
Well, wait a minute, real quick. I got a job.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you got a job. I mean, I got a job, and then you got a job. I knew it.
Right. Okay, now tell us your story.
Okay, I don't feel well enough because I don't have a job yet.
Well, you're your own boss. I envy you.
At least I'm famous, damn it.
Yeah.
Did you hear my promo? I got a promo. I got stalkers. I got
What's a promo?
I got the whole shit. I got tabloids. I got... I went into a chat room yesterday that nobody knew me at. I went in there, and this guy's like, oh, my God, it's Desert Rose. She's at my show.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. You go, girl.
High five. Oh, wait. We got to do it the new way. Fist bump.
Hey, BSN, Ron, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, hi, Ron.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
All right, good. It's great to hear you again, Jen. It's been a while. How's it going?
I love you. I miss you. I miss everybody. I'm working, which is, I'm not going to complain.
No, that is good.
Okay, can I share my bull BS story because
sure.
I have to purge this from my soul.
Okay, so slumber parties are four.
I have to purge this because I did.
And then we're
going to
talk about guys, right?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about termite tenting.
Ooh.
Okay. Was the guy cute?
I live in a townhouse, right? So there's like five units of my thing, whatever. So the HOA decided they're going to termite tent our house.
HOA, so, Housing Authority.
Yeah,
housing
bollocks, bastards. What?
Okay.
Wow. So they decided that they were going to put tents of our house and kill all the bugs in our house, blah, blah, blah. The termites were really bad. It's San Diego, and it's gnarly. So anyway.
So this just happened.
This just happened. Like, tonight's our first night back, and I'm, like, kind of paranoid sitting on stuff. Even though I know it's a gas and it's dissipated, it's still creepy, like, knowing that it saturated everything in my house. It's really creepy. But anyway, yeah, it just happened. So, like, I spent the last 3 days, like, up with my parents. My husband slept at his business partner. He's a mover, so he slept at his house, like, you know, so he could get to work each day. And, you know, it's been, like, an insane week. I mean, we had to get all of our plants out. I have, like, 15 mature, like, trees that I had on my patio. Like, we had to
that
get all out. I mean, it's a freaking nightmare. And we're on a three-story house. Anyway, that's, like, that's the side story, the whole packing and the getting everything out stuff. You have to get rid of all your food. You have to get rid of everything. It's just a nightmare. But I have this – I lost my house, like, everything I own, like, 5 years ago. Like, we lost everything we own. So it's not like we have a lot that means a lot to us, right? And I just have to purge this because I feel so bad. My parents, for my 32nd birthday, and I'm going to be 36 this year, they bought me this piece of coral that was, like, $200, like, whatever. It was, like, so random that they bought it for me, but I loved it so much. I have it on this corner table. It's, like, displayed. It's really
beautiful.
So it was
a big piece.
Huge piece. Huge piece of coral that is, like, probably one of the prettiest pieces of coral I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, I love it, this thing. And so, anyway, the morning of the tenting, I'm here, and I'm showering. I don't work till 9, but they were here at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. So I showered, and I was ready, but I was kind of, like, on the computer, like, farting around, everything like that. But so, and all of a sudden, I've got some guy knocking on my door going, you need to get out, you need to get out. I'm like, shh, crap, I thought I had, like, an hour left or so. So I, like, threw all this stuff in the car, like, got everything down there, like, went, put my makeup on, put my hair up, like, ran out, and blah, blah, blah. And apparently, well, so anyway, that... So I left, and I'm gone for 3 days. And so I had to leave my keys in my front door so my house is open. Anyone that wants to walk in can walk in, blah, 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 blah. And we're worried about stuff getting stolen because other people in our neighborhood have had a bunch of stuff stolen, like a couple, two people had, like, big screen TVs stolen, whatever. So I go in. I come home today. Like, we could come back by noon today. It took me 2 hours to get down here because the freaking tourists. And, oh, look, there's an ocean. I got to see it. But anyway, it took me two. I hate that. I come in, and I look where the coral should be, and it's not there. And I look around the whole house.
Oh,
and I'm going,
they
I'm
stole
going,
it?
I'm going, oh, no, no. See, this is where it gets bad. So I look at the Xbox and the DVD player and the DVDs. Everything's in the house. Nothing's gone. Nothing was stolen. I'm looking everywhere. I'm like going, why would they steal the one thing that I left, because it's so fragile to move it, I didn't want to move it. I know my husband and I talked about it, like, we didn't want to move it because it's so very, very, very delicate and fragile. It'd be hard to move. And so I was livid. And I had to go to work. Like, I was only home for, like, half an hour because it took so long to get home. I went to work. My husband gets home. I call him. I'm like, did you move the coral? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, my God, it's gone. They stole it. And I was going crazy.
I didn't know people did that.
Oh, no, but see, here's why I have to, like, purge my soul. I wrote a blog post that was so scathing about this company, and although I didn't mention them, thank God.
Oh.
Thank goodness I did not, and it's the first time in nine years I've been blogging that I deleted a post that I wrote, and thank God I did not mention the company.
Oh, yeah.
I was so freaking mad, And I'm sitting there on the computer, and my husband and I are talking for like hours about this time. We're drinking beer. We're sitting outside. I'm going, I can't believe out of all the things they could steal in the house, they could have taken the TV. In fact, if they'd stolen the TV, I would have been happy because it's a piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, why would they steal this one thing, you know? And so I'm sitting on the computer about an hour and a half ago, and I turn around, and I'm sitting there. I'm over and over again in my head. I'm going, why would they steal that one piece? And I went, wait. And I look over at the closet, in that like 5 minutes I had to get out of the house, I guess I at the last minute, and that then I remembered that at the last minute I had decided to pick it up and put it in a towel and put it upstairs in the closet and hide it.
That's like something I would do.
And I can't even tell you, like, I all day long I was like, I'm gonna ruin this company. I'm going to.
Oh my gosh!
It is a lesson learned of how to be. First of all, when you're neurotic like I am, that you need to.